Hi, this is Tony Robbins. Welcome back to session number two in The Edge. How do we transform our bodies, our emotions, our finances, our relationships, and our life? First, I want to congratulate you for making it to session number two, because as you probably know, and this blows my mind, most people will invest in a book, a tape, something can change their life, and the minute they get it, they feel comfortable. The minute they get it, they feel no more drive to create a change. And so they look at the package and they feel good and they put it on the shelf. Very few people will ever read past the first chapter in a book, for example. I remember reading years ago that less than 10% of the people who buy a book read past the first chapter. Well, the first session in an audio program is the equivalent of the first chapter. So if you're here, I know you're one of the few who do versus the many who talk, and I want to welcome you back. Here's our focus in this session. There are patterns of success and there are patterns of failure. What I mean by that is that success leaves clues. People who succeed are not lucky. People that are physically fit and vital and healthy and energetic are not just born with that. They have a pattern of things they think about and they do. So in our first session, we wanted to get you to establish a pattern, an ultimate pattern that would give you time with yourself so that you would focus on the things that matter most and not get sucked into the hypnosis of the culture that says just go, 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 and maybe one day wake up someday and you'll be happy. You know, someday when I have more money, someday when my kids grow up, someday when my kids finally get out of school, someday when I find that person, someday when I get that raise. But of course, the road to someday leads to a town called nowhere. It never shows up. So what I really want to do with you today is I want to have a session with you that I call a results workshop. This is not just listen passively and kind of understand stuff. Well, you can do that in the beginning. But I'm going to take you through 7 steps that will help you to absolutely take yourself from having an idea to actually making it work, from having a complaint to having the results you deserve. And it's really simple and we'll make it fun. But first, before we do that, one of the things we got to look at is what prevents you from following through? What's preventing you from taking action? And let's relate this both to what we talked about yesterday in creating this beautiful hour of power, you know, this commitment to yourself, this connection with yourself. But let's also relate it to dietary change or any other change that you want to make. Why don't we follow through? And then let's say, what does it take to follow through? And then let's just do it. Well, the first thing to realize is the difference in people's lives is the difference in their standards. I know that sounds pretty darn basic, but when I say to people, what does it take to change your life? The first thing I always say is raise your standards. Now, what do you mean raise your standards? How basic can you get? What I mean is you got to turn your shoulds into musts. Everybody's got a list of shoulds. I should do this. I should follow through. I should go on a diet. I should do my hour of power. I should spend more time with my kids. I should make more cold calls in my business, but they don't actually do anything. What you got to do is make it a must. When something is a must, you follow through. But most of us don't because we think, you know, it's too big a task, or it's overwhelming, or we just flat don't really believe that we're going to get the result. Very often what we do is we focus on the process we have to go through instead of the outcome. I mean, most people that own their own business, if I asked them today, if you knew all you had to go through to make this business succeed, would you have even started? And most of them laugh and say, I don't know that I would. See, people that succeed, they focus on how they're going to feel at the end of the process. People that never start look at what they got to go through. If there's something you keep talking about doing and you're not following through, I promise you, as you go through these 7 steps, you're going to find out not only why you're not doing it, but what you need to do to change it, and you can do it today. So stay with me, okay? And you know, this may seem unreasonable to take time for yourself each day. It's an unreasonable amount of time, an hour for yourself. I think that's ridiculous, and I know you probably do too, or you wouldn't be listening to this. But a lot of people think that way. And you know what? Unreasonable people rule the world. You know, it's unreasonable to think a man could be locked up for 27 years against his will when he did nothing wrong. But Nelson Mandela not only went through that process, but came out on the other side and came out and said, no, let's work together to bring the country together. Anyone would have understood if he wanted to kill everybody who took a quarter of a century of his life. But he's an unreasonable man. That's why we respected him. To think some nun who had no money and no background and no political contacts could literally help people that were dying in more than 100 nations around the world, and that when she actually passed away, virtually every leader, major leader in the world, would come to her funeral, would seem ridiculous. But Mother Teresa was an unreasonable woman, an unreasonable amount of love for people that no one else would love. Get unreasonable and everything's possible. If you get reasonable, you're going to have to lower your standards and drop down to what everybody else expects. And if you get your expectations down to the same level as the average person, you're going to have an average life. Nobody listening to a program like this, certainly not you and I, would ever settle for that. So if I'm intense, know it's because the more you demand of yourself, the more you're going to get out of this program. Because remember what we said? Only one thing creates an extraordinary life, an extraordinary mindset, an extraordinary psychology. Remember the three things you got to have to feel great or to feel bad? If you're going to feel great or bad, you got to change the way you use your body. So even as you're listening to me here, maybe sit up in your chair, or if you're walking, breathe and feel strong. And second thing you got to do is focus on what it is you want instead of what you got to go through. What else you got to do? Give things a powerful, positive meaning. If you find something in these seven steps you don't like about the way you've been believing and the way you've been acting, that's good. Don't beat yourself up. Just say, you know what? Now I know it, so I can change it. And thirdly, remember to watch your language, those language patterns. When you say, oh, do I have to do this? No, you get to do it. This is your gift to yourself. So let's answer that first question. Here we spent the first CD talking to you about giving yourself time for yourself, a time to enjoy, a time to lock in what you want, a time for gratitude, a time to really program yourself for the kinds of successes you deserve. So why wouldn't people take that time out? Well, one reason is that people see the exercises involved and people have an interesting association to exercise. That's why I say just start by moving, right? But what happens is we're not in practice as a culture. We're not conditioned to discipline our focus, to discipline our bodies, to move ourselves. In fact, the word discipline for most people has a negative connotation, doesn't it? But the truth is anyone who's done it for a while loves that word because it gives you pride. It gives you excitement. You love the feeling of knowing that discipline just means you are in charge, that when you say something to yourself, you do it, that your word means something. That has power, and most people don't have it. That's why they fear discipline. They think discipline means a lack of freedom when discipline equals freedom. Discipline is, man, I don't even have to think about it. I decide, and I do. That has power. But why don't most people do it? They don't have practice at it. They've not conditioned themselves to do it. They just have no experience in it. And then they don't get there for the following reasons. First, number one reason, they rationalize. Now, we all rationalize at times, don't we? What's rationalization? It's when you tell yourself a story, when you come up with a reason why it's okay not to do something. You don't say it's okay. You just go, well, it's, you know, I know it's important, but, or, you know, I'm really committed to it, but. Whenever you hear somebody say, but, they usually have a big one. Because what happens is they haven't followed through. They're coming up with excuses about why not to do something, and so they don't do it. So they sit around, they never get the result they want. See, the people say, what are some of the rationalizations? What are some of the stories? Because I always tell people, and I said this to you in the first session, I hope you heard it. The only thing keeping you from what it is you really want is the story you have about why you can't have it. So what's that story? Well, somebody goes, well, I don't have the time. Listen, this is the only thing that is equal in all of humanity. We do not have equal opportunity. We do not have equal strength or intelligence or background or education or love. The only thing that's equal is the amount of hours we have. And so the truth of the matter is you have all the time there is. Whatever you make a must, you will make happen. If it's a should, it'll happen only if it comes together. So it's not you don't have time. Because who creates your schedule? So, well, I'm responsible to everybody. Then take an hour less of sleep and give this to yourself. I guarantee you're going to get further by this hour of focus and movement than you're ever going to do by sleeping. And most people sleep way too much anyway. They're sleeping their life away. But here's the real question. Not what do other people do? What do you do? Honestly. How do you rationalize, and I know you probably don't call it that, none of us do, but we do it. How do you rationalize not doing things? What's the most common rationalizations? In fact, in a moment I want you to turn the CD off because I bet there's a pattern. Remember we said there are patterns to success and patterns to failure? I'd like you to stop for a second. I want you to write down what are the most common reasons why you don't do things. What are the stories you say? Because you're going to discover you use the same story about exercise you use for other things you don't do. And I want you to take a moment and be honest with yourself because the antidote to rationalization is self-honesty. And there's immense power in that. Do you agree with me on this? So if you're just in your car and you can't write, pull over. You can write. Grab a pen. All right? Get real. This is your life. It'll only take you a minute. Pull over. Or at least do it in your head. Turn the CD off right now and write down at least five rationalizations you used not to follow through. Go. Well, welcome back from your rationalization exercise. Now, what did you learn? Well, I'll tell you what, when I did this, I learned that I was one lying sack of something. I was just telling myself story after story. Did you find that out too? Were you honest with yourself? Seriously? Well, here are the common things people say. The first thing is the one we've already covered. People say, I just don't have time. You'll hear all kinds of patterns around time, by the way. They say, I don't have time. That's the most common one. But then other people say things like, well, I can do it tomorrow. They just manipulate time. It's the ultimate manana syndrome. and manana never comes. So this is one of the biggest rationalizations, and what this becomes, understanding how to change, becomes understanding the power of now. See, when you begin to understand the power of now, it's amazing what occurs. Now is what you can do in a moment. The reason people don't start things very often, why they feel they have to rationalize, is they think doing the project is going to be too difficult. It's going to cost them something, time, energy, money, resources, and they want something else. They want immediate comfort. They want to feel good in this moment. They say, well, I'm too tired, or it'll take too long, or it's too far. There's all kinds of these twos that hang out with people. And the pattern of it's too something is really that the person has made what they need to do too big in their head. So one thing you got to do is understand the power of now and understand the power of chunking, which simply means instead of rationalizing, say, okay, I'm going to do one thing right now. Let me just make one phone call on this. Let me write one paragraph. Let me go out and just walk for 10 minutes. Because, see, I used to say, I don't have the hour. So I said, you know what? I've got 10 minutes. You know, or I've got 20. There's no excuse not to work out for 15 minutes. I can walk for 5, be grateful, and run for 15, and I'll get a good sweat up, but I can be back in 20 minutes and rock and roll. There's no excuse for that. And you know what's happened? I've never gone out and worked out for 20 minutes. Because once you get out there and you start getting into state, you get momentum, don't you? Or I say, okay, I'm just going to make one phone call. Well, I make one, and just getting out of the chair and making that phone call, now I'm in the chair. Well, now I make 3 phone calls, and pretty soon I make 10. Then I get in a conversation. Then I get stimulated. Then I'm in state. Right? This is the kind of thing that happens. It also happens on the negative side. You go, well, you know, I'll just take a minute to rest here. Oh, no, 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 no. Because once that butt is in the chair, right? Once something gets in motion, it tends to stay in motion. Once something stops, it tends to stay there because you get in state. So most people are avoiding the very thing that would free them. They're avoiding the very thing that would free them also from the feelings that they have this huge project to deal with. Just do it. And in the context of your hour of power, there's no excuse. You should wake up and move. Throw on your clothes and go. Throw on your tension and go. Don't even take time to think. Make it a habit that when you roll out of bed, into your shoes. You roll out of bed, into your gear. If you'll do that, you'll have momentum. You won't have time to rationalize. You'll be busy rationalizing while you're walking, and by that time, it'll be too late. Okay? So setting up systems is a great way. But the first step is identifying, which you're doing a good job of here. What is the story you're telling yourself about why you can't do this? It'll be better tomorrow. I don't have time. I'm too tired. It's too late. It's too far. It might not work, or it might work, and then I'll be even more successful, and then I'll be even more busy, and I have no time. Whatever story you're telling yourself, drop the story. Because what I've learned is that most people lie to themselves, and that those lies are sucking the juice out of your life. Honesty, even if it's a little uncomfortable, creates freedom. And so the real freedom is when you can tell yourself the truth and you can act upon it quickly and not sit there and think about it forever. I remember I met General Schwarzkopf for the first time many years ago. I know he's a good friend. And when I first met him, I was talking about what is it that a leader must do? And he said, tell the truth. Tell the truth to himself. Tell the truth to the troops. And that's what a leader's got to do. Get people to tell the truth to each other. He said, because I got to tell you something, no organization, whether it be the army, whether it be a business, or whether it be an individual, nothing gets better until you admit something's wrong. And no one wants to admit that because it sounds so horrible. No one wants to be wrong. But you know what? If it's not at the level you want it, it's wrong. If it's not the level that you'd be proud of, it's wrong. Because you deserve to have it right. Have it at the level you deserve. Living on the edge of what is possible. Living at the peak. Living life at that level of fulfillment. And that only happens when you stop telling the story, you stop rationalizing, you tell yourself the truth. Now, some people say, well, I'm not lying to myself. But what they're doing is they're using softeners. You know what I mean by that? Like, you know, someone says, well, it's not that bad. It's a month of summer. I mean, I'm only a few pounds overweight. Or they compare to something else. They say things like, well, you know, I'm much better than I used to be. So it makes themselves feel good. Because if you feel bad, you got to do something to change. And if you feel good, you don't have to change. You lose the drive. You don't want to lose your drive. Most people are constantly trying to make themselves feel good without actually changing anything. And when you do that, you train yourself to accept mediocrity. And mediocrity, by the way, doesn't mean compared to other people. Mediocrity is anytime you settle for less than who you really are. Because even though you may be doing much better than everybody around you, maybe people you're hanging around with are the wrong people to hang around with, and you just do it because it makes you feel good.